Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to Happy Hour with Mo at Blog Talk Radio. Today, we're going to unravel uncertainties in all types of relationships. Call in right now at 516-666-9904. Here again, 516-666-9904 to talk to me about these relationship issues. Uncertainty is in all types of issues, including family, relation with love lives, all types of relationships, and everything in between that causes issues with ourselves. So today we are going to unravel these issues and understand why people do why people have uncertainty with other people, with ourselves, and why we do this in the first place. So first of all, I want to start off by asking you a question. How do you feel about this person that you have uncertainty with? Am I the right person for him or her? Do I care for him or her? Do I want to make him happy or her? Does it make me happy to see him or her smile? Do I miss her or him when we are apart? All these questions are questions that you should ask yourself, and you can call in right now at 516-666-9904 to let me know if this person is right for you. We are going to start off with what is uncertainty. Uncertainty is an ability to predict someone's attitude and behaviors. Would this be self-uncertainty, partner uncertainty, relationship uncertainty? We all go through it, and we all have different ways of how we challenge these issues. Today, I'm going to focus on understanding the three general issues. The first being the motivation to reduce uncertainty. Second being the relation between communication and uncertainty. And thirdly, the way people use communication to strategize reducing uncertainty. First of all, we all have these taboos of what goes on in a relationship, what we're able to share with others, and how open we are. And I feel like this becomes an issue when we don't know where we stand with another person. I personally believe that the more open you are with someone, the more capable of you guys having a bond with each other, trusting each other, and getting to know each other throughout the way. So when we have these uncertainties, it allows us to just diminish this relationship because we don't have that trust with them or that bond that we would want to have with them. As talked about in Berger and Calabrese in 1975, he claimed that we dislike situations where we know we're not sure what lies ahead and we act as naive scientists. And I truly believe in this because most of us go into relationships being naive of it. We try to want to know ahead what we're going to get married, we're going to have kids, we're going to do this and that, but we forget about the process of it. We want to, in a way, fast forward to that moment in our lives, and especially now, 2018, it's harder for us to have a slow-paced life. We want to do this, we want to do that. We see on Instagram, we see on Facebook, we see on Twitter, we see all over the media how people are having kids and all this. So I feel like we act naive in the sense that we can accomplish that in such a short time. And I believe this is where the uncertainty comes in because we don't establish these relationships. We come thinking these goals we want to do, but don't even ask the other person if, you know, is that what they want. We don't ask these questions right from the beginning. So right again, when I ask you those questions in the beginning, is that for you or is that for the person? So go ahead and call me in at 516-666-9904 so we can talk about it a little bit more. Going right along, we're going to talk about the six uncertainty increasing behaviors to why we are so uncertain about our relationships. One being is competing relationships. Like I mentioned, we're comparing our relationships with others, look at other people on Instagram, wow, they have this, they got this ring, they have these amount of babies. We always are competing with other people, rather be with ourselves, our own physical bodies, or with our partners we are with. Also, we have unexplained loss of contact or closeness. We use people. We sometimes go into a relationship wanting it just so we can put on Instagram, oh, we're with this person, and we don't have that. We lose that loss of contact, which they are explaining in this theory. Also, the sexual behavior we have with someone, and that's where the taboo part of it comes in. We use sexual behavior as, how do I say it? Today, we have different perspectives of it. A lot of people are always asking, will it be different once we have sex? All these questions come into play when we are in actual love relationships. And then the deception of it. That's the fourth uncertainty behavior that plays in uncertainty. Deception is how we have these white lies, actual lies, all types of lies to why we do things. There's a deception to it. And then the change in personality and value, the value of a relationship, whether it be family relationship or a love relationship. We lose that value that we once wanted to have at the beginning of it. And then the betraying confidence. We want to be happy in the relationship, but then we have betraying confidence in what we want, what we actually are getting from it, and that what causes the uncertainty of, is this the right person? Is he or she cheating on me? All these questions play a very, very important role in understanding these. So we have to understand that, you know, it's never going to be easy. It's different in each relationship, whether it be love relationship or family relationship. I'm going to talk about one theory that is very important, which is the predicted outcome value theory by Sonia Frank in 1986. This theory talks about people that are motivated to maximize rewards and minimize costs. So meaning we tend to want this and that, but don't put input to it. And I've seen a lot of relationships where this happens. Call me in right now at 516-666-9904 if you know someone who is going through this, that are motivated when they go into a relationship with maximized rewards and minimized costs. An example I would give that I see it plenty of times happening is like a girl goes into the relationship wanting this and that, but is not willing to put their percentage in. I am personally in a relationship, and I love to give 50-50. I think in a relationship, if it's not 50-50, even if it's not a love relationship with a friend, with a family member, it should be a 50-50. And I think that's when the uncertainty comes, when someone's giving 75 and the other person is giving less. It's just, it causes this, why is she not giving me more? Or why am I always putting more into it? And I think that's where the issues really come out, because we tend to question all these judgments that come out. And this helps people judge about the future they have with this person. It helps their behaviors. They start acting different. It causes all these negative and sometimes positive. You tend to see people are always like, I'm going to be a little standoffish and see if he actually really loves me. So having these outcome values, it sees where we stand in a relationship. So there's two types of values that I want to talk about in the predicted outcome value theory, one being the high outcome value. This is that more rewarding than other potential partners. So we see that the value is this person has more to give to me than other people that are potential, like, relationships. And then there's also the low outcome value, the less rewarding than other potential partners. So basically it's the opposite of the high outcome value. These attractions are continued through interaction and intimacy. And a lot of this comes back to the thing of what motivates us to be in this relationship. Why are we uncertain of it? Is it the outcomes, the efficiency of it, or how we manage these relationships? So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We have one sponsor I want you guys to hear from. This segment is sponsored by Divine9 Dating. You probably know what kind of people you're looking for. But finding the right person feels like a need for a haystack. try dating online with a member of Greek. If you are a member of the Divine Nine already and you're looking for spice up your single life, try Divine9Dating.com. Go to Divine9Dating.com and check out the right person for you. That is Divine9Dating.com. Stop looking for the one you love and enjoy it. This segment is sponsored by AME Assessment Made by Easy Every Day. If you're an organization who needs an efficient way to evaluate your programs and student learning outcomes, AME is a solution for you. Plan your assessment and collect data in all one environment. Email mssra@yahoo.com and ask for your demo account today and try it in for free. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Mo. So we're going to continue on with the talk. And still no callers in have come in. But once again, the call-in number is 516-666-9904. So going along with uncertainties in relationship, I want to give an example of what uncertainty relationships have. So there's a high state of anxiety when we are in a relationship and we sense the attachment of the person. We use the attachment of the person to establish, should I move on? Should I care for this person? So as the questions I asked earlier, I want you to sit down right now and I want you to write out core issues of how you feel about it. Write what will allow your feelings in a logical way of how this has played out in your life. Why is this an issue in your life? Are my doubts or doubts of this issue coming from fear or past experiences? I feel like a lot of us have uncertainties when we go in relationships because of our past experiences. We all say we've been cheated on. We don't want to go into it knowing that we might get cheated on again. I don't want to get played. We go in having these past experiences ruin our future relationship with other people. So I want you to write down, is that what is causing you from having uncertainties? Is this person that you live have issues that have never been resolved? Is my uncertainty from a place from comparing and judging to others around me or my past? And again, this goes again when I was talking before break of with social media. We love to compare ourselves through Instagram. We post all these photos of us alone, single, or that love life. There's always this in between, people who want to be in relationships and people who just love being single. And I think that's where the uncertainty comes. Even if you're not in a relationship, this talk goes along with it, because we tend to, even in friendships, we tend to choose people who will benefit us in the long run. We don't want to be with people who are going to bring us down, bring negativity to our lives. And we hate confronting these issues, but it's important for us to know in order to have these uncertainties not be present in our lives. Another question I want to ask you guys is my uncertainty, can I solve these uncertainties, or is it something that I can properly communicate with my partner or a friend or a family member? Are these coming from just my uncertainties, or is it something that, you know, there's physical proof of it? And I think that's a very big issue with uncertainty. We don't have physical proof of it. We can't be like, oh, yeah, he's cheating on me, when we don't even have an actual physical fact that that's actually happening. And we tend to play in our minds what I can do, the what ifs, what do I have that this other person is maybe giving this person. And all these scenarios play in our heads, and we fear of what is to come and the outcome of it. And especially, like I mentioned, in the fast-paced world we live, we forget to sit down and just think about that, you know, maybe we are enough. We tend to have these, oh, what does she have or what does he have that I don't? Am I not good enough? What is he doing right now? What is she doing right now? And all these scenarios play in our head that fights with our fears. So what I want you to ask right now is consider what you have gained by fighting fear. No matter what happens, you can adapt a new challenge and experience it in your new life surprisingly quickly. even if your relationship doesn't have unfold what you want to, at very least you will experience growth and value lessons along the way. So even if we do get cheated on, or we do, these uncertainties that are in a relationship do happen and do have a say, do end up being true, is what I'm trying to say. How can we change this? So going back to the theories, I want you to realize, what are the reasons for these uncertainties? Ask yourself those questions, and maybe they'll answer why you're in this position right now in your life where you'll feel uncertain about this person or of yourself. What are causing these? You have to know the cause in order to know the effect of it. What are these causes? Why are we causing this to each other? Why can't we just be upfront of what we have and see where we're going? Okay, we're going to take one more break, and then after we come back from the break, I will talk to you guys more of how we as individuals can have a good relationship with others and not have uncertainties play on. The first segment is sponsored by Divine Nine Dating. You probably know what kind of people you're looking for, but finding the right person feels like a need in a haystack. Try dating online with a member of Greek. If you are a member of Divine Nine already and you are looking to spice your single life, try Divine9Dating.com. Go to Divine9Dating.com and check out the right person for you. This is Divine9Dating.com. Stop looking for the one you love and enjoy it. This segment is sponsored by AMEE, Assessment Made Easy Every Day. If you are an organization who needs an efficient way to evaluate your programs and student learning outcomes, AME is the solution for you. Plan your assessments and collect data in one environment. Email mmsra@yahoo.com. Once again, email mmsra@yahoo.com and ask for your demo account today and try it for free. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Happy Hour with Monica. Going back to our topic, uncertain relationships are ruining us. Today, I've been talking about questions to ask yourself of why you are causing these uncertainties in your relationships. How do we get over uncertainties in our relationship without pulling away? Most of us, especially I know for a fact, that when I'm uncertain about a relationship, I love to just pull away. I think, you know what, this person's not for me. Maybe they're cheating on me. Maybe I'm not good enough. But maybe you should just ask these questions and be upfront with that person. What are the outcomes of these patterns? Why are you keep going to these uncertainties? You need to ask yourself these questions before you gain fear of what's going on. So the outcome is the pattern of behaviors that often we see in our past relationships. Have you always been the one to walk away first when things go hard or uncertain? Do your cons always outweigh the pros? Do you get uncomfortable when situations is unfamiliar to you or pushes you against your boundaries of love? For sure, I know I'm a victim of this. I stay trying to, when something uncertain happens, I want to walk away. I don't want to get hurt again. I don't want to put myself in an uncomfortable situation. Some people are more open to asking questions. Are you cheating on me? I'm not one to ask them straight up, because that's when I feel it ruins our relationship. We tend to want to know things that are not there. We're pushing boundaries. And, you know, sometimes we have to ask ourselves. We have to sit down with ourselves and ask these questions of why we are causing these uncertainties in relationships. Once we know that, I feel it'll be easier to talk to our partners or family members of what is bothering us. Being straight up is sometimes better than having these white lies. Oh, I can't tell him because this and that, or I can't tell her because she's going to get hurt. But in the long run, you're going to hurt the person either way. Holding it now or later, it's still going to hurt. And if anything, it's going to hurt more keeping it in from a long time. So I just want you to make sure that call in right now at 516-666-9904 to call in and ask me any questions about your uncertainty in your relationship or any questions you have along the way that, you know, might spark up some conversation. So just remember that uncertainty is the ability to predict someone's attitude and behavior. We tend to do this. We love to say, oh, this person feels about this. But you never know until you ask that person, and we never really will know. And that's the whole point of the deception. We deception these things. We depict these situations without knowing the truth. We love to unfold everything. We love, oh, what if this happens? We love playing scenarios that maybe are not even there. And we will never know unless we actually act to it. We can talk here for hours and what we can do and stuff, but until you change your own relationships, will there be a difference? So call in right now at 516-666-9904 to talk about it. We have 5 minutes left in on our radio talk if you guys want to come in and ask me. Another thing I want to talk to before I let you guys go is about the general strategies for reducing uncertainties. So I feel like one of the ways we can, if we don't like being straight up and asking the person like, hey, or like, I'm just doing a broad scenario here, but are you cheating on me? Some of us don't like being upfront and asking those questions because we are scared of breaking that relationship or ruining that relationship. So one good way to ask is the secret test, is asking a third party test. For example, asking a friend, hey, like, is there a way, you know, you can talk to him or her about our relationship, where we stand, you know, just asking others to come in as a third party and ask these questions, or be direct, be in the directness test of asking someone, hey, are you cheating on me? Hey, I feel like you don't love me as you once did, or hey, why do you keep lying to me about the same thing? And we all go through it. We all have to go through it at one point in our lives, whether that be in college, in our work job, in our jobs, at our family reunions. We all go through it, and it's something we don't like talking about because sometimes we think we're crazy when we have all these uncertainties, and people like to push it back to ourselves and, oh, you're just self-conscious and you don't know what you have. And I feel like it's more than that. I feel like it's not just our individual selves, but also the way we are in, as a society. We love to play that role of, oh, this person has this and I don't have that. We tend to be victims, but we forget of what we have, and we get lost into this media life and the society of what we have. So call in right now at 516-666-9904 if you have any questions about your relationships, whether that be love life, family life, anything in between. You know, there's always just problems. I focus a lot on love life, but it happens in friendships. You know, we choose people that will benefit us in the long run, and, you know, what they have to offer to us. And, you know, it becomes sometimes uncertainty if this person is right to be my friend, because you get into scenarios or you go into a rough patch with someone, and you really use this to see where you stand with this person. And sometimes it's really hard. So you have to, you know, honestly, if it's good for you, if it's not just talking to me at 516-666-9904, you know, go ahead and write it down in a piece of paper and, you know, see the pros and cons of people. Because sometimes we can't have that asking that third party test. You know, we can't have that separation test of, you know, maybe we distance ourselves, maybe we'll see where we stand with this person, or having an indirect suggestion of, oh, you know, maybe let me do this and see if he's cheating on me, or let me do this and see if, you know, if she's really there for me. And all these strategies can reduce uncertainty, but sometimes we just have to sit down with ourselves and see what are causing these uncertainties and how we can prevent this from happening in our relationships, whether that be love life, family life, you know, work life, all types, you know, everywhere. We all have uncertainties in everywhere, you know. And it just depends on what you want to make of it, like how you're going to communicate, what's the context you have with it, what's the relational characteristics that are making this, you know, this go on your life. You know, we all have expectations and violations of what's going on, and what
what are causing it, whether that be a sexual activity, flirtations, our goals, what we want from a first date, what we want when we first hang out with this person. We all have our different expectations. So knowing before you go into these relationships, whether that be friendships, know what you want from it. And if you're uncertain of it, be upfront with it. And if you don't feel like you want to be upfront with it, like I said, go back to the test of having a third party ask the questions, or be upfront, or be a little, you know, low-key about it and ask it without being upfront. There's different ways to go about it. It's just the way you want to do it as individually. As individuals, you know, we tend to have different ways, and it can either put someone closer or, you know, pull them away. But, you know, at the end of the day, we can't change ourselves. We can't change ourselves from this. So we have to be open to what other people want and never get lost throughout the way of these relationships of what we want. And just remember the theories of strategies of reducing uncertainties. You know, have different tests that you can go about these uncertainties, and never forget to ask those questions of why are these uncertainties keep happening in my life? Of am I the right person? Do I care for this person? So again, don't forget of remembering yourself throughout the way. So thanks again for tuning in to Uncertain Relationships Are Ruining Us by Happy Hour with Mo. I hope you learned a lot from this talk. We'll be coming back soon. Again, thank you once again. Thank you for tuning in, and hope that you guys are able to fix your uncertainties in your relationships. Thank you, and I hope you're confident in the next relationship you're in, or the next time you're with this person, you're able to talk to them a little bit more confident about your questions and stop these uncertainties from ruining your potential love life or your future with others, because it will ruin them. So hopefully everything is going to go well. Hope you enjoy your nice Friday evening. I hope everything is going well, and thank you once again for tuning in with Happy Hour with Mo.